Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm not quite sure how Tom and Jerry passed me by. I knew who they were, of course, a cat and a mouse chasing each other in MGM shorts back in the 40s and 50s. But they never seemed to cross my path, not in the way that their rivals Bugs Bunny or Donald Duck did.
Tom and Jerry are about to start over.
'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
In the big city.
Tom and Jerry were the creations of animators William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, whose later work I was rather more familiar with, particularly another cat and mouse show. Two mice, in fact. Pixie, a standard mouse, and Dixie, a mouse from the South. Get it? Their major enemy was a method-acting beatnik cat called Mr. Jinx.
Am I a success? Or, a failure type? We shall see. Down the hatch! Nothing.
Tom and Jerry was rather less sophisticated. Cat chases mouse, mouse destroys cat, over and over, which is fine for a 6-minute short, but is a challenge for a full-length feature, you'd think. We need a subplot, and drawing the short straw for the second time this year is poor Chloe Grace Moretz.
What if I come and be your assistant?
Miss Forrester, you started 2 months ago. It just doesn't work like that.
Maybe this job never was for me.
Maybe it's not.
You know what? I quit.
Chloe Grace was in The Dog's Breakfast That Was Shadow in the Cloud. Here she plays unemployed New Yorker Kayla, who arrives at a swanky hotel looking for a job. She runs into a rather better qualified woman with the same idea. Her name, hilariously, is Linda Perrybottom.
I'm here to interview for one of the temporary positions. Looks of the wedding?
What wedding?
Preterm Ben?
As in, like, the preterm Ben.
New York society's favourite couple.
Through a series of amusing misunderstandings, Kayla gets an interview with the hotel manager at the precise moment he discovers there's an infestation of rodents, to wit, one mouse.
Do you think you're qualified to take on this position?
I shine under pressure, like a diamond.
Or Rihanna.
One other thing. We have a mouse problem.
With the what now?
Well, it's been a while, but finally at least half the title of Tom and Jerry the Movie has arrived into the plot. Animated mouse Jerry is spotted all over the live-action hotel. Kayla volunteers to solve the problem and is immediately hired. But before she rolls her sleeves up, she needs to be given more backstory by Terrence, the undermanager.
This hotel has been host to 4 presidents, 3 popes, 2 kings, and we're about to host the wedding of the century.
Got that? The wedding of the century of 2 social media superstars. But first, Kayla has to tackle the mouse issue. And obviously the best way to deal with an animated mouse is with an animated cat. Come in, Tom the Cat.
We could hire an exterminator. Or we can leverage millions of years of predatory evolution.
It is refreshing for lovers of old-school cartoons to see 2-dimensional non-digital animation, the sort that Hanna-Barbera used to make, on the screen for the first time in years. All the other animals, dogs, pigeons, even elephants, are animated the traditional way.
If a picture of this mouse is tweeted up to Instabook Face or TikTok, we will be ruined.
No, sir, that's not going to happen. That rodent is toast.
The downside is it's still a technique designed for an equally traditional short. And since there's only so much cat versus mouse material that the keenest Tom and Jerry fans can take, the subplots start taking over.
I think I might have just pulled this off.
Really? We're going up the whole thing. Everybody in the bouncy house.
The story becomes even more about Kayla's attempt to get permanent employment at the hotel, her potential relationship with the barman, not to mention romantic tips for those wacky, soon-to-be-wed millionaire influencers. Tom and Jerry are in danger of becoming guest stars in their own movie.
Why do I see temporary employees socializing on hotel property in the middle of their shift?
We were just...
Terrence was celebrating. You know, the hotel's mouse problem's taken care of.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Teamwork is dream work, right?
Yeah, it's taken care of, right, Tom?
Director of Tom and Jerry the movie is Tim Story, whose background was entirely in live action, mostly live action hip-hop video clips, unsurprisingly. He has to be regularly reminded to crowbar the animated cat and mouse back into the movie, which he does with decreasing enthusiasm.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was.
Now, clearly I'm not the target audience for Tom and Jerry, ruined permanently for me by the ultra-violent version Itchy and Scratchy in The Simpsons. But judging by the session I went to, I'm not quite sure who that target audience is. There weren't many of them there, is all I'm saying. I might have been more tempted by an updated Mr. Jinx, played by someone like Robert Downey Jr., but that's just me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.